Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ms. Erica Flaschner from the Office of Public Defender, and she's here today to speak to us about a second chance for those with a criminal record and all that good stuff about making our community better. So, Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
So, could you please, for those of our listeners who were unfamiliar, who didn't hear our interview with Mary Denise a number of months ago, could you please tell us a little bit about the Office of Public Defender?
Yep. The Office of the Public Defender was created in 1971, and it basically provides superior legal representation to indigent defendants in Maryland. The Office of the Public Defender is actually the largest legal services organization in the state, and it provides legal services to eligible individuals through 12 district offices and 7 specialized divisions.
How long has the office been around?
It's been around since 1971, so it's been around for a while.
Yeah, right. All right. You just had your 40th birthday.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess there were celebrations and balloons and things, huh? But that's great. I mean, the Office of Public Defender does, it defends people that don't have the wherewithal.
Yeah, the resources to hire their own private attorney.
Yeah, yeah, which is critical because if you, as I tell folks about civil rights, if you don't use your rights, you don't have rights.
Mm-hmm.
And similar, if you're not defended adequately, you don't have rights and you don't have the ability to represent your case best.
Yeah, I mean, there is the right to an attorney. So if you can't afford one, one will be provided to you. And that's where the Public Defender's Office comes in.
Great. How can somebody find out more about the office?
So to find out more about the office, you can either go on our website, which is www.opd.state.md.us, or call our office at 410-367-1631.
Okay, so that's www.opd.state.md.us.
Yep.
Or 410-367-1631.
Yep.
Okay, great. You're a law clerk with the office.
I just finished my first year at University of Baltimore School of Law, and I survived. And so this summer is my... You know, everyone tries to get experience after their first year, and I'm doing that at the Office of the Public Defender and Neighborhood Defenders Northwest. So I'm part of the Northwest team. Like I said, there's 12 district offices, and so I'm part of the Northwest, and we handle our clients all come from Northwest Baltimore.
Ah.
So I'm in that office, and we're up at Park Heights.
Great. And let's see, the Northwest, I don't live in the Northwest, but I'd be willing to bet they have the range of various things to be defended about.
Yeah, yeah, we have a pretty, you know, a lot of different types of clients, a lot of different types of issues that we deal with, but mostly our office deals with mitigating the collateral consequences of a criminal record, so we try to, you know, we do a lot of expungements, which is trying to get certain things off of your record to try to overcome barriers to employment and housing and things that a criminal record can, you know, get in the way of.
Right, right. Yeah, the dilemma is that once you have a criminal record, it is very, very restrictive.
Yeah, and once a person has a criminal record, and the record includes both convictions, which are findings of guilty, and favorable dispositions, which are things such as not guilty or dismissals. You know, people think that if you get a not guilty or a dismissal, that automatically comes off your record, and that's not the case. So, you know, once you have that record, which can be both guilty findings and favorable dispositions, that record can be an obstacle to employment, housing, and other benefits. And it's a big problem in any city, including inner city Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. And what do you do as law clerk?
So as a law clerk, you know, I've only been there 2 weeks so far. So
I'll be gentle here.
Sounds good. I help out with every Wednesday at our office in Park Heights. We hold expungement drop-in hours where people who have been represented by the public defender's office can come if they're interested in getting their record cleared.
Mm-hmm.
We have many people come in and explain, like we were just talking about, how their record hinders their opportunities and thus prevents them from moving forward in life. As I stated before, a criminal record includes both convictions of guilty findings as well as favorable dispositions. And what our office does is to try to expunge the favorable dispositions from our clients' records.
How do you do that?
So we have to file paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of paperwork. We do file paperwork on behalf of our client. And it's a long process. It takes 6 to 8 months. But the Wednesdays are for our clients to come in and to figure out what they can get expunged off of the record and to file that initial paperwork to get the ball rolling. Uh-huh.
Let's talk about that for a second. What can and cannot be expunged?
Okay. So
For one thing, I got to say expunged is a difficult word, I'm sure, for a lot of folks.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I've obviously learned a lot in the last 2 weeks. But basically, and this varies from state to state, but in Maryland, and I think in most states, guilty findings can never be expunged unless they are for like nuisance crimes such as sleeping on a park bench or maybe an open container. So smaller things like that. But, you know, the big guilty findings, they're going to stay with you.
Yeah. Let's just clarify one thing. When we're talking about expunging one of these relatively minor crimes, what really are we're talking about getting them off the record, but that doesn't mean that they didn't happen.
Right. It happened. But what we can expunge and thus clearing their record from the public eye, because as an employer, you can easily get on, you know, a certain website and look up and see someone's record.
Right.
And so what we try to do is get, they call them favorable dispositions, which include stets or null pros, which are, you know, considered favorable findings, or probation before judgment. Now, what we can do is to get those things off of their record. And this is where it gets a little tricky.
Uh-huh.
But in Maryland, the state law in Maryland is that if you have a guilty finding, a subsequent conviction, after a favorable disposition, you cannot get those favorable dispositions off your record. So what we try to do is encourage our clients to come in as soon as possible, because let's say they have some null pros and stets on their record, which are considered favorable and can be expunged. If they get a guilty finding, you know, a week after they get these favorable dispositions, those favorable dispositions cannot be expunged. So they end up having a longer list of things on their record. And, you know, we tell our clients, you know, we encourage them to write to their legislature and say, you know, we want to change this law because, you know, they could get those favorable dispositions the day before a guilty finding and that can be expunged. But if they get it, or that cannot be expunged, but if they get it the day after, it can be.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess the public interest in all of this is really looking at if somebody commits a minor crime and has a clean record, why should that, you know, pardon my French, screw up their life,
right,
for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
It's really in the public's interest to get rid of that and to allow that person to have a second chance, because obviously the person really didn't do that bad to begin with, because no violent crimes or anything are involved in this.
Right. The things we can get expunged, you know, they haven't necessarily been found guilty of. So why should these things stay on their record and, you know, make them, these people, less favorable?
I would think any reasonable person would agree with that.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what we think.
Yeah, that's why I guess the original law was passed by the state.
Yeah, I don't know much about the background of when it was passed or why it was passed, but I do know that that's the state law in Maryland, and it does vary from state to state.
And so it does take a while, so the sooner somebody finds out whether they're eligible for it and start the process, the better.
Yeah, yeah. And again, call our office if anyone mm-hmm. has any questions about getting something expunged, because it is important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's one of the many reasons I wanted to have you on today was because your event Back to the Neighborhood. Could you please tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. This is for the third time this summer. The Public Defender's Office is putting on this event called Back to the Neighborhood, How to Succeed with a Criminal Record.
Mm-hmm.
It's geared towards our clients and members of the Baltimore community to learn how to mitigate the collateral consequences of having a criminal record. Now, there are four main parts to this event. First, various organizations throughout Baltimore will be present as resources for participants.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will have attorneys there doing pro bono work, including giving brief legal advice and filing for expungements right on site. Next, there will be presentations on various topics on everything from financial literacy to knowing your rights if the police stop you. And finally, there'll be various job skills workshops to learn how to, make a resume, and even some different organizations that have programs where you can get your GED and then go into a certain apprenticeship program. So,
mm-hmm. Wow, it sounds great.
Yeah, so it's been highly attended in the past, and we're very excited for this year. And our event this summer will be held on July 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Coppin State University in their Health and Human Services building.
Okay. And is it free?
It is. It's free for everyone to come. And
do you have to pre-register or anything?
No pre-registration.
My goodness.
Yeah, you just come, show up, we'll get you registered and set up with whatever, the person wants to take advantage of at the event. There's a lot to take advantage of. So.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. So July the 18th.
Yep, that's a Thursday.
At Coppin.
At Coppin State.
And and for more information, they should...
call our office. Again, uh-huh. It's 410-367-1631. And if you're looking for more information about expungements, use extension 306. But if you are looking for more information about the event, use extension 307.
Okay, and let's see. Is there anything that folks should bring? Well, I guess they should bring anything relevant if they're...
If they are looking for expungements and have a copy of their record, that would mm-hmm. be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
If they are looking for employment opportunities or job skills, maybe a copy of their resume if they have one, but they don't mm-hmm. have to bring anything. We will have people with computers, and we have internet on the site to help out with the various different activities that go on there.
Mm-hmm. And so probably the earlier they're there, the better, huh?
Yeah, it's been highly attended in the past. So especially if you're looking to deal with the attorneys for expungements or getting brief legal advice on, we have a variety of topics we have had in the past, and we're going to do the same this year. But get there early because slots fill quickly.
So you could advertise it as five attorneys, no waiting.
I don't know. Hopefully we'll have between 10 and 15 attorneys there.
Wow.
So, but still, I think last year we had 10 and the slots were filled up very quickly for them.
Wow. Wow. That's great. So, mm-hmm. so come quick. And if you want to come early, if you want to make sure you get done what you need to get done.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
9 a.m. We'll be there.
That's great. That's great. Let's see. Are you aware of any other aspects of expungement that our listeners would be interested in?
I would just say the biggest thing, especially in Maryland, is to, if you have certain things on your record or if you have a question of if you can get something expunged, mm-hmm. to come into the office as soon as possible. Because, not saying anyone's going to get in trouble again, but if they do and that's a finding of guilt,
yeah,
then... we can't do much about it. So I would just say, it's important that if you have certain things on your record, a lot of people, once, especially if they get a favorable disposition, out of sight, out of mind, but really it's still there. And so to just, don't forget about it just because it came out in your favor, because it can be an obstacle in the future.
Yeah. So really anybody that's been a adjudicated for anything really needs to think about expungement.
Yeah. I mean, even if you have a finding of not guilty or a dismissal, that's still on your record. And while it did come out in your favor, if an employer sees, let's say, you know, a robbery you were found not guilty of, well, why did they think you were involved in the robbery in the first place? And that could, even though you were not found guilty, still be an obstacle
To your employment.
Yeah.
Or it can be an obstacle to getting a better job once you're employed.
Yep. And I mean, housing, other benefits, lots of things.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of benefits, I guess it can be held against you also.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly the details of that, but I do know that just in all aspects of a person's life, if they do have a record, and we've heard stories of clients who have come in and said, you know, I'm trying to get into law school, but they said I need to clear my record. Yeah. I'm trying to find a job.
Yeah.
So anything. Yeah.
Indeed. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Erica Flaschner, who's a law clerk with the Office of Public Defender, for being our guest today. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Sounds good.
For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.